You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Okay, God's holy days versus pagan holidays. Which ones do you observe? Let me tell you how the Days of Unleavened Bread, what we just finished. This beginning of this week, the 7 days of Unleavened Bread ended. Were you observing God's holidays? Did you rest? Did you gather together? Did you keep His holy day? Or had you kept Satan's holidays a few weeks earlier? Unleavened bread, what's that got to do with Jesus? Leviticus 23:6, it says, "And on the 15th day of the same month is the feast of unleavened bread to the Lord. 7 days you must eat unleavened bread." So did you eat unleavened bread for 7 days? Or did you eat leavened bread? Verse 7, "On the first day you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work on it." Did you have a holy convocation? Did you have Passover the evening of April 23rd, 2024? And then 24th of April, 2024, that's the first day of Unleavened Bread. Did you have a holy convocation? Did you have unleavened bread? Verse 8, "You shall offer an offering made by fire to the Lord for 7 days. The seventh day shall be a holy convocation to you, and you shall do no customary work on it." Did you keep the seventh day as a holy convocation, April 30th, 2024? Or did you treat it as any other common work day? What's this got to do with Jesus? And some people are going to say, "Oh, see, we don't do it because it says to sacrifice, and we can't sacrifice." Well, it's true. There is no temple. There is no priesthood. That system does not exist. You can't build a stone altar in your backyard, go and buy some lamb and sacrifice it to God and call that fulfilling a holy day. We'll do a show on that. There are things that you are supposed to do on that day, and you can observe it without sacrificing an animal. God doesn't tell you to do something that you can't do, that's impossible to do. But we'll cover that in a future show. All right, let's get back to this unleavened bread. See, leaven pictures sin. 1 Corinthians 5 verse 6 says, "Your glorying is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump?" Verse 7, "Therefore purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, since you truly are unleavened. For indeed Christ our Passover was sacrificed for us. Therefore let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth." So here we have the Apostle Paul talking to the Gentiles, the Corinthian church in a Gentile land, telling them, "Let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth." See, if these people wouldn't have been keeping it, they wouldn't even know what the leaven is. The leaven is sin. And decades after Jesus was resurrected, they kept a holy day. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.